Welcome back to the Otago Herd. Alan Wells, Waipara Junction Flats, Arafata Valley, 1960. 9 by 10. Beautiful. It's 44 by 45 and 2, and it's a spread of 43 and 3. The span is 30 and 2. Beams are 6 and 1 each side. Coronets are 10 and 3 by 10. Brow tines are 14 by 14 and 7. Bays are 13 and 1 by 13 and 5. Trays are 14 and 3 by 12 and 2. Right side has a couple of basal snags, 3 and 2 and 1 and 5. Royal tines are 13 and 2 by 15 and 4. Only the right side has outer off royals of 1 and 4. The left side has a back off the royal of 3 and 5. Back tines are 19 and 5 by 23 and 1. Outer off the back tines of 4 and 3 by 5 and 5. Inner off the back tines of 10 and 2 by 12 and 3. And a second inner off the back tine on the left side of 11 and 6. Total here is 367 and 5/8. This is a very interesting trophy taken by Wells on the flats existing where the major tributary of the Arafata River meets the parent stream. Although the antlers tend to display the traditional sweep of the Otago herd style, it is heavier in beam than most, and the tops are a little less symmetrical than is usual with this breeding, and the top trophies secured from this herd. There are two possible answers to these features. Firstly, the Westland forests constitute a very different mix of vegetation and trees when compared to the predominant beech forests of the Otago side of the divide, which may have provided superior sustenance to the occupying animals. Or perhaps, secondly, not far south of the Arafata catchment lies country occupied by animals of the Wakatipu liberations, and the influence of Windsor Great Park strain is possibly an alternative answer. Stags can wander great distances and on odd occasions and fail to return to the hind country if they happen to find fresh female habitat elsewhere, especially if they have been given a hard time during the rut on their traditional pad. Whatever the answer, we shall give this fine trophy the benefit of the doubt and attribute its excellence to the genetics of the Otago herd, and trust that the heavier influence of Glenavon was responsible for the weight and beam. Righto. Next we have Keith L. Richards, Zora Creek, Landsborough Valley, 1932. We'll see you there. This is New Zealand Big Game Records Volume 6, The Red Deer, Part 2, written and compiled for the New Zealand Deerstalkers Association, incorporated by D. Bruce Banwell. Published by the Halcyon Press, a division of Halcyon Publishing Limited, PO Box 360, Auckland, 1140, New Zealand. Printed by Prolong Press Limited, China. Copyright 2011, D. Bruce Banwell, first published 2011, all rights reserved.